Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Manchester United lost, but were there reasons to be cheerful?
Feels weird to be positive after a defeat for Manchester United, but I genuinely think things will improve, and they have to improve.
Marcus Rashford made his debut for Barcelona.
We're all very interested to see whether this will bring him back to the level that we've associated during his best days at Manchester United. It's very much a case of he's going to have to wait and make the most of those 20, 25 minutes that he's going to get off the bench.
And are Bayern in shape for the new season?
There were good things to what they did. Good in the counter attack, took their goals well, but it's an incomplete side and still a long way from being a vintage Bayern Munich.
Hello, I'm Ian McIntosh and welcome to Route 1. I am very proud to say that we are now in association with FOTMOB. I'll tell you more about them in a bit, but there's a link to their app in the episode description and you'd be a fool, a damn fool, not to download it immediately. It's absolutely excellent. This show, even if I do say so myself, it's football, fast, no faff, and we've got a brilliant strike partner for the opening weeks of the season. Let's go Route 1. Contrary to that intro, we don't like to blow our own trumpet here, but last week we explained why Liverpool were defensively vulnerable and how that meant there'd be a lot of fun. We poo-pooed all the mockery of an apparently Spursy Tottenham, and we reasserted our serious concerns about West Ham's prospects. Not going to lie to you, felt pretty good watching Match of the Day. The big game of the weekend was, of course, at Old Trafford, where a strangely disjointed Arsenal snatched the 3 points courtesy of a set piece and some weak goalkeeping from Altair Bayandir. It wasn't a great game, but United did at least show a bit of spirit, and they were probably worth a point, don't you think, Andy Mitten, editor of United We Stand?
Manchester United played well and lost the game. Arsenal didn't play well and won the game. Good atmosphere at Old Trafford, lots of positives from the Manchester United players. Matias Cunha was probably the standout, but fellow new signing Brian Mbeumo did well. Benjamin Sesko came off the bench in the second half. He was pretty quiet, just frustrating, but there was a good mood around Manchester United and a feeling that things will get better. It's against an Arsenal team who have not lost a game since November, if I'm not mistaken, in the Premier League. And there were times when Arsenal couldn't get out of the box. So it feels weird to be positive after a defeat for Manchester United. But I genuinely think things will improve. And they have to improve. Because last season was 15th position. And that was a disgrace.
Check out United We Stand, uwsonline.com. 36 years he's been running that. And he's still out there before games selling copies too. On Friday, Liverpool just about saw off Bournemouth at Anfield, and I am still a little dubious about Liverpool's new fullbacks. Not through any lack of quality on their part, I should stress, just a lack of cohesion for the moment. I'm sure it will come in time, but congratulations anyway to Jeremy Frimpong, officially the fastest player of the weekend. According to FOTMOB's new physical data, his top speed was 22.4 miles an hour, which means, I think, they had actually set off speed cameras and built up areas. Mickey Van Vander Ven was joint second with Anthony Gordon. They were just 0.3 miles an hour slower. Sunderland's Reinildo covered the most ground, racking up 8.4 miles, which is very impressive and all. But I did not expect to see Granit Xhaka, 33 years old next month, in second place with 8.2 miles. There were 4 Sunderland players in the top 5, presumably because West Ham had all of the ball in the first half and the Black Cats were frantically tracking back and forth. Tijani Reinders was in 8th. He had a very good debut for City. And history was made at Tottenham, where we saw the first corner awarded for goalkeeper time-wasting. Martin Dubravka was holding the ball for 13 seconds before this happened.
Well, he had the ball for more than 8 seconds, and we know the new rule. That means a corner kick.
We don't just do the Premier League on this show. There was plenty of football elsewhere this weekend. There's much more to come next weekend when Germany and Italy join the party. So let's have a look at the things you might have missed. Producer Si, fire up our disco box. In Spain, Barcelona made a winning start, beating a Mallorca side who were reduced to 9 men before half-time. Marcus Rashford did get registered in time, and he played the last 21 minutes. We'll hear more about that in a moment, but it ended 3-0 to Barca. There was a bit of a shock in the city of Barcelona, where Espanyol stunned Atletico Madrid. They ran out 2-1 winners. Diego Simeone accepted responsibility for that one, saying this was a learning experience for him, which I guess is a very healthy way of looking at it. Real Madrid, by the way, they don't start their campaign until Tuesday when they host Osasuna. In France, PSG started with a win, a single Vitinha goal enough to beat Nantes, although it probably should have been more. According to FotMob, PSG had 71% of possession, 18 shots and a whopping 680 completed passes to Nantes' 224. Olivier Giroud became Lille's oldest ever goal scorer at the age of 38, netting in their 3-3 draw with Brest. Elsewhere, Monaco, watched by one Paul Pogba, beat Le Havre 3-1, and Lyon won 1-0 at Lens. But the Ligue 1 campaign opened with a real shock, a 1-0 victory for Reims over Marseille, an injury time winner from Ludovic Blas, a tough one for manager Roberto De Zerbi to take, and he responded in characteristically calm style by angrily accusing his players of having small balls. In the Championship, Ipswich and Southampton, the two favourites for promotion, drew 1-1 at Portland Road. Only three teams have a 100% record after two games. Stoke, now managed by Mark Robbins, were 3-0 winners at Sheffield Wednesday. Handsome Rob Edwards' Middlesbrough recovered from that humiliating midweek League Cup defeat by walloping Millwall 3-0 at the Den. And Ryan Mason's West Bromwich Albion inflicted a second straight defeat on Wrexham, beating them 3-2 in North Wales. In League One, there was a massive result for Steve Bruce's Blackpool. They were a goal down to Huddersfield, facing a third straight defeat, and then they were 3-1 up, thanks to a brace from Niall Ennis, who then got himself sent off 10 minutes before half-time. Blackpool's 10 men held out. They won 3-2, and that should settle some nerves over there. Crewe, Alexandra and Chesterfield are top of League Two. They're both 3 wins from 3, and Southend United lead the National League after they beat Tamworth 2-0, and if you think they're receiving preferential treatment on this show, well, you're absolutely right. Oh, one more for you. Spare a thought for Dorchester in the Southern League, leading Walton and Hersham 3-0 in the 90th minute. 5 minutes later, it's 3-2. And then this happens, and you really have to salute the turn of phrase here.
Joel Powell touches it. Did it? Oh my God, it's 3-0! It's 3-0 to the Swans! They've scored 3 goals in the space of 3 minutes! What has just happened?
Right then, Marcus Rashford made his debut for Barcelona on Saturday. How'd he get on, Fergal Brennan?
As cameos go, it probably won't go down in any sort of history books. 21 minutes off the bench against the side that had already been reduced to 9 players. Barcelona 2-0 up when he came on. And then he was upstaged by Lamine Yamal in added time, who buried an absolute wonder goal. And we've become used to that from Spain's latest superstar. As for Rashford, the noise surrounding him coming into this game was a big reason why he didn't start. They got his registration ticked off, so he was able to be included on the bench. Robert Lewandowski's injury meant that Ferran Torres started and got himself a goal, albeit relatively controversially. So the situation for Rashford is still rather unclear. He said in an interview going into the game that his best position is off the left. That's Rafinha's spot in this team, and Rafinha's in the running to go on and win the Ballon d'Or after an unbelievable season for Barcelona last time out. So at the moment, it's difficult to see where he gets in, certainly as a starter. Lewandowski is likely to be back for the two La Liga games between now and the end of August. Rafinha got his goal against Mallorca, so he's going to stay in the team. Nobody's kicking Lamine Yamal out. Rashford will have to bide his time. There's a huge amount of expectation on him and what he can do, and We're all very interested to see whether this will bring him back to the level that we've associated during his best days at Manchester United. But at the moment, it's very much a case of he's going to have to wait, bide his time and make the most of those 20, 25 minutes that he's going to get off the bench. Because unless something drastic changes, there's an injury, etc., that is going to be his role moving into September and potentially in towards the end of 2025.
You can find more from Fergal on Twitter. He is at Fergal Bren, and you can get the correct spelling in the episode description. Bayern Munich won the German Super Cup on Saturday. Goals from Harry Kane and Luis Diaz saw off Stuttgart, who did at least get a consolation goal late on through Jamie Luerling. German magazine Kicker led with the headline Signal and Worries, saying that a thin squad and injuries are a concern. Seb Stafford-Blohr is the Athletic's German correspondent. How are Bayern looking, Seb?
I think Bayern are incomplete, Ian. Saturday night's win over Stuttgart bore that out. There were good things to what they did, good in the counter-attack, took their goals well, but some of that defensive fragility is still there. And I think the two key themes this season are going to be, you know, one at each end of the pitch. Have they got enough attacking depth? What happens if Harry Kane gets injured? How will they compensate for Jamal Musiala's absence for the next 4 or 5 months? Equally, defensively, have all the problems been cured? I don't think so. Jonathan Tarr is a good addition at centre-back, but his partnership with Dijk Mekano will need time to mature. Personally, the choice has been left to me. I think I would have spent some money in both fullback positions. Konrad Leimer is an excellent footballer, but not really a natural fullback on the right side. There's really no natural replacement yet for Alfonso Davies. Josip Stanisic played there on the left side of defence on Saturday, but Stanisic is more comfortable on the right, and there's no one really who replicates Davies's speed, Davies's contribution to the attacking phase either. So it's an incomplete side and still a long way from being a vintage Bayern Munich.
You can and should subscribe to The Athletic now. Head to their website for a special offer and gorge yourself on Seb's work.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Right, let me tell you about FOTMOP, who have done a marvellous thing. They've come in to sponsor the show, which is great because we use their app all the time. We started using it at the last place when a different well-known score provider failed to update their scores and we ended up telling everyone the wrong results. FOTMOP has never let us down. And it's more than a scores provider. It's basically the ultimate companion to a game of football. You can check out the lineups, the formations, live in-game statistics. And you know what it's like at this stage of the season. You see someone good, you're not entirely sure who it is, a couple of clicks on FOTMOP, you'll have his whole career details to hand. And this season, they've got physical stats for the Premier League too, which is how we knew that Jeremy Frimpong was the fastest player of the weekend. So give them a go today. There's a special link in the episode description. A few more points of interest. Santos suffered their heaviest home defeat ever, losing 6-0 to Vasco da Gama. Neymar, he went back there, remember? He left the field in floods of tears. "I'm ashamed," he said. "I'm totally disappointed with our performance. The fans have every right to protest, obviously without using violence. If they want to curse and insult, well, they're in their right. To sum up our attitude on the field, it was terrible. I've never experienced this in my life." And this is true because if, like me, you thought, what about that 7-1 against Germany? He was injured for that one. Philippe Coutinho felt better about the result, though, because he plays for Vasco and he scored twice. From Brazil to the just as glamorous Morecambe, now on Sunday, the Punjab Warrior Consortium completed their takeover of Morecambe FC. So, despite being suspended from the league for the first three fixtures of the season, the Shrimps will begin their National League journey against Altrincham on Saturday. Astonishingly, they're not bottom of the table. They actually start 18th outside the relegation spots on goal difference, so it's not all bad. Leeds host Everton in this season's first Monday night football, a match that surely promises a debut goal for Dominic Calvert-Lewin. In Spain, on Premier Sport, Elche are taking on last season's Conference League finalist Real Betis. Elsewhere in Europe, it's Cup Week, the DFB Pokal in Germany and the Coppa Italia in Italy. They both close their first rounds tonight. Dortmund and Udinese are in action ahead of the league campaigns, which begin this weekend. Josh in America gets in touch. "I'm hooked already," he says. "I was very sad about DFB finishing up. I'm glad you're back." My Italian tutor, Nicholas Adams, returns, which is quite something on his part because he was listening to the old show when the Cagliari incident happened, and that was absolutely the fault of Google. "Lovely to have you with us again, sir." And it's Giovanni, not Giovanni. And Max Jenner left a comment on Spotify to say that he's clicked the FOTMOB link because we spoke about it on Friday. He's given it a go. He likes what he sees. Remember, that is in the episode description, so check that out. If you want to get in touch, you can just email route1pod@gmail.com. You can ask us anything you like. And do remember, as always, we are an independent podcast now. So if you like the show, give it a review, tell a friend, drop a link. It all helps. That was Route 1 in association with FOTMOB. It was football fast, no faff. I've been Ian McIntosh, your producer was Cy Watts. Jay Dighton made his debut in the writer's room. We'll be back tomorrow. See you then.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. livewithchampion.com.